Hey y'all, Steve Des here, and I want to throw some dates on y'all. If you're in the California area, I'm going to be performing some live stand-up, you know, and I want you guys to come check it out if you have the time, you know, come check it out. I'm going to be performing February 2nd, that's this upcoming Sunday, Burbank, California, on Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. Tickets are $10. You can get your tickets at flapperscomedy.com or at the door that day. And the show is at 7 p.m. More details go to flapperscomedy.com. I'm also going to be performing that after that Sunday, the next Sunday as well, February 9th in Pasadena, California. Stand-up comedy in the David McNeary's All-Star Variety Show. Tickets are $7.50 at the door. For everybody 18 and over, it's going to be a stage 2 in Pasadena, California, the Ice House Comedy Club. Come and check it out. Now, let's go with a quick message from our sponsors. This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by Batari. Hey you like this beat? Sounds cool? Then check out my boy Batari. You can check it out at soundcloud.com/B-Tari. That's B-Tari. This track right here is called What I Found. It's a hot track, and I'm going to be playing it in the podcast today. So check it out. This is Snippet. For more Batari, go to soundcloud.com/B-Tari, T-A-R-I. And I'm going to be playing this song later on in the podcast. This episode is also brought to you by idea.effectiveremedies.net. Free video reveals how a brand new marketing idea generated over 710,000 profit in the first 28 days without a website, product, selling, or convincing. The entire system is revealed in the video. Go to www.idea.effectiveremedies.net to discover it. This will be the most important video you've seen this year. Go now to www.idea.effectiveremedies.net. All right, guys, you guys ready to get this podcast popping and rocking? I'm ready. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des is here. Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, seducing you for one more Monday night, or whatever day it is for you, you know, I come to seduce you, you know, because when I do these shows on Sundays, you know, I'm a little churchy, so I'm like, you know, I'm here to bless you, but on Monday, I'm here to get down and dirty, you know. Nah, I'm kidding. It's not going to be one of those podcasts. It's just going to be a podcast of whatever happens. I don't even know what's going to happen. Many things could happen. I have so many things to talk about, especially about my last week, because I got to give a massive shout out. Oh my freaking God. I got to give a massive shout out to the people in Koreatown. Holy fuck. Do Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, Taiwanese, Philippine people get motherfucking down? Dude, I performed for the very first time. Very, very first time I performed for a group of Asian people. Literally, everybody in the crowd was either like, you know, from the Philippines, from Chinese, Taiwanese, from Japanese, you know, anything you can imagine, Asian culture, they were there representing. And they were like, from all their cultures, they were like two Mexicans just on the side. And they're like half Mexican, half Filipinos or something like that. So they were all like pretty much Asian. And oh my God, it was a superb show. I was afraid. I was really afraid because I've never, you know, performed for like, you know, such a group before. And I actually, for the longest time, I was deeply afraid of Asian people. Like, literally, if you put me, I'm being as honest as I can be, people. If you put me in the middle of China or in the middle of Japan or whatever, you know, one of those places that there's, like, a lot of Asian people just walking and I'm, like, the only non-Asian there, I will panic. I mean, not now, because now I'm cool. I'm cool with the culture. But before, I will panic. I'll be like, oh, my God, I don't want to be here. Like, the only good thing that could happen is if Godzilla just shows up and scares everybody away. And then I'm there with Godzilla, just chilling, just blazing it up with Godzilla. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. This is crazy. Great start to the podcast, Steve. Great start, dude. Great start. For those of you who are new listeners, hi, how you doing? Welcome to the podcast. How you doing? I hope you're doing fine. So basically how my podcast work, I'm going to remind you, I'm going to give constant reminders until I get to the 100 episode. That way you guys are extremely familiar with it. I'm pretty sure y'all are extremely familiar with it by this time, but just so you guys know for sure. Then I want you guys to know, like, what's the whole dealio with the whole podcast and stuff. So basically the podcast I have during the week, which is normally between Tuesday and Saturday, is what I count like the week. I do a podcast and I bring a guest, working in the industry, whether it's music, whether it's singing, and, you know, whatever they're working on the industry, they come here, talk about their projects and do all that stuff, and we do an interview style, really cool, free form. We just talk about whatever, and that's how it is. And then on the weekends, more like Sunday, Monday, those days, I know it's flippy floppy for me, but that's how my schedule works. Then we do the solo podcast, the one-on-one with the Steve Dess, the man, and you know. And we talk insights about many things, whatever comes to mind. It's all, you know, these things is however it comes out, you know, as truthful as I can be, and just talk about stuff. We talk about the industry, we talk about personal life, we talk about your problem, we talk about my problems, we talk about everything, man. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. That's what Jay-Z said one day. He said it, man. He said it, and you gotta obey. You should have 99 problems, but a bitch shouldn't be one. It shouldn't. And I was talking I wanted to interview him in the podcast. He's a trying to be working actor. He's currently in school, my friend Stefano. He's in this famous school that we talk so many times in the podcast, in Hollywood, California. He's still there, you know, trying to graduate and do his thing. But he's a funny character. He's a really interesting guy. I would love to have him on the podcast, even though he doesn't have, like, legit credits yet. I still would love to have him on the podcast. He was over at my house the other day. We were just talking. And it's funny because I met him, like, about 2-3 years ago for the very first time. We became buddies through Skype. Like, we would Skype each other, because we were going to the same school and all that. And basically we just became friends. And then when I met him, super cool dude. Because there's some people that you meet online, and then when you meet them in person, it's a completely different person, or they don't act necessarily the same way or whatever, or they're weird. But no, he's the same dude. He's super fun, super chill, and super honest, which I completely appreciate, because there could be many fake people in LA, but he's definitely not none of them. He's always him. He's always Stefano, and I love him for that. And he has been having a lot of trouble with love in general. And one of the advices I give him, and I give to all of y'all who maybe are going through a rough patch of, like, you want to really seal and deal with that guy or with that girl or whoever you're loving right now, and whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, whatever you are, but you're having a rough time with love, don't let that consume your life. Don't let that consume your life in the sense of whatever comes, let it come. Don't try to force things into your life. For example, one thing I can give you as a perspective of mine, when I came into Hollywood, you know, I was really humble in the sense of like, oh my God, I made it here. I'm finally in California. I made it to my destination. Cool. You know, I have the hopes and the dreams of like, yeah, I want to make that big movie and yeah, I want to make that big TV show. But when I came here right off the bat, I knew that I couldn't do that right off the bat. It's just it's going to take a little bit more effort, time, and work. And so it's the same thing with love. If you really want a girlfriend, if you really want a boyfriend, and you're just forcing it down your throat of like, I need it now, I need a boyfriend tomorrow, I need a girlfriend tomorrow, whatever it is, it will not come. You know, because you're not ready for it. You first have to really think, really dig inside yourself and be like, why do I desperately want love? Was it because I had some trouble before? Was it because everybody around me has somebody and I'm the only one alone? What is it? Just locate the reason why you say it's so important. And secondly, after you evaluate that about your life, then basically just accept the fact that if you're not happy in the state that you are right now, whether you're single and you're really looking, or whether you just got off a really good what you thought it was a good relationship, and now you're not with that person anymore, and you're frustrated. Evaluate this. You cannot start a new thing with another person if you're not okay with your life, if you're not happy with your life. You first have to be happy with your own self. You have to just dig inside and be like, why am I unhappy? You cannot be unhappy because of another person. Happiness comes from within. We spread happiness to people, and happiness comes back to us. But the happiness has to start from the inside, from you, from actual you. You cannot expect just being with somebody is just going to make you automatically happy. Because no matter what, with that other person, there's going to be moments that you're going to fight with them and you're not necessarily going to be happy. And I'm not saying that it's not cool to be with someone, because it's really cool when you're in a relationship that it's from joy and happiness, and it's great to be in it. I'm actually in it right now, and it's great for you guys to be at best happy with yourself first in order to be happy with somebody else. That's what I'm trying to say at the end. I know I speak a lot and I elaborate things too much, and I dig into the core of the thing that I'm trying to tell you guys, but I gotta dig deep. And if you're watching me on video right now, you can see I'm using my hands a lot, and I'm pointing to the camera, and I'm doing all that because I don't know, I don't watch myself that much, but when I watch myself, I just play a lot. So be careful, there's gonna be a lot of that in this podcast, pretty much. But yeah, guys, I gotta say this to you. Like, you have to be happy. I was on top of the world, and I was extremely unhappy. And then I was in the bottom down, like, literally I cannot sink any lower. And then I sunk even lower and lower and lower. And I realized that I'm happy. I am happy. I worry too much about the future, and I worry too much about things that are not even going to happen in like 10 years, 5 years, whatever. And I should just focus on the now, the present. And those are things that I wasn't doing, because I always am and was and will be thinking about the future just constantly. I'm always like thinking 10 steps ahead. When people are thinking 5, I'm thinking 11, you know, like I always try to look forward, but I wasn't like literally not here in the present because I'm just constantly just worrying about the future all the time. And that's what like messed me up. But once I came to that realization through meditation and other sorts, I realized that, dude, I'm happy right now. I'm extremely happy. I'm super duper 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 mega happy. And that's the way you should be too. And that happiness should come from within again. It shouldn't become because I need that new purse. If I get that purse, I'm happy. Or if I get those Jordans, man, I'll be really fucking happy if you get me those Jordans, dude. You know, like, you don't need those. You should be happy already. Those things should just be bonuses. For example, when I go and fucking rent a game or something like that, you know, I don't have that many, you know, that much time to waste to like play video games and things like that. But when I do have that time and I actually do that, oh my God, it makes me so fucking happy. It does. But I'm already happy. It's just a bonus added to it. It's like, you know, when you go to Baskin Robbins and you grab that scoop of ice cream, you know, you give me that pistachio and you add that pistachio and you give me that pralines and cream and they add that pralines and cream and they go like, do you want whipped cream and nuts on top? Yeah, yeah. And you want a cherry on top? Hell yeah, that's the added bonus, you know, that's the cherry on top, you know, if you get that game, you know what I'm saying, player? You know what I'm saying, player? You know what I'm saying, player? Oh, player, player pimp. What? Super Bowl is coming up next week. They're saying something about it's going to be either Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. They don't even have a set date. It's supposed to be Sunday because, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, that's the whole thing. But wow, if they change the date, that's gonna be really sucky. I doubt they're gonna change the date. It's like it's a tradition. It's a thing people just expect year by year. I'm not a big fan of. Well, I'm becoming little by little a bigger fan of football just because my in-laws, not my in-laws yet, but like you know those people, and tons of my friends, my roommate and. Tons of people, they're really hardcore football fans. I'm not, just because I wasn't brought upon football. I grew up mainly in Puerto Rico, and over there, they don't play football. Like, they have little football leagues for kids, but there's not even a football stadium in Puerto Rico because it's not a game they play there. Like, they play over there baseball, basketball, volleyball. It's huge in Puerto Rico. So if you ever want to play volleyball, I recommend going to Puerto Rico. They have pretty good teams, and I think you get paid pretty good, like the league over there. I'm not sure. I have actually a friend of mine that just made it into, like, she graduated high school with me, you know, years and years ago, and she just made it, like, to fucking team, like, that is basically the NBA for volleyball in Puerto Rico, and she made it to a team. I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, you know, she's pro. And but I'm not like super far from her because I'm you know I'm on TV and fucking movies. I'm a pro, you know, in the acting world. So it's cool to see a bunch of my friends succeed, especially coming from where we came from, you know, in Puerto Rico. They you know that there's a lot of people, especially people that grow up in the kind of situations I grew up on in. That friend of mine grew up on in because she grew up in Loíza, which is a town in Puerto Rico that is a lot. I think the majority of the community is actually Dominicans, and Dominicans come often. I'm not saying all of them, but often they come illegally from the Dominican Republic to Puerto Rico to get a better life. And basically, that just reminded me of something. I'm going to tell you guys that about that later. But anyway, they come illegally to Puerto Rico, you know, often, not all of them again, often. And they establish one of the nearby towns that they stop by, Loíza. So that town is crowded with the majority, you know, I would say the like 70% are like Dominicans. And, you know, there's, like, fucked up houses or, like, you know, it's pretty messed up and it's not, like, you know, fancy living. I mean, there's fancy places to live there, but the majority is, like, you know, not extremely good conditions. And I know she, you know, comes from there. And I grew up, you know, in a really, really horrible neighborhood, especially when I was growing up. It was hot. Like, now it's cool. Like, my mom still lives in the same neighborhood. And that neighborhood's fucking cool. Like, there's nothing happening there. But before, like, it's crazy. When I was growing up, that's when it got hot. Like, everybody was shooting everywhere. There's gang fights all the time. It was crazy. It's just cool. Like, again, it's just cool to see the people succeed from neighborhoods like that, you know, because we grew up in places that people just, the only way out is blood or like gang wars or crazy shit like that. And there's not, it's not like, no matter where you come from, and if you have something in mind, you can totally, and that's my message for these podcasts all the time and for life in general. You can absolutely do anything and everything you want to do. If you want to become the fucking next Tony Montana, I'm not recommending people to do that, but if you want to do that and fucking be the head honcho selling drugs and doing all that stuff, Colombian cartel and bang, 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 you can do it. You can do it. I actually had an uncle that did that. Guess what? Bam. That bitch got shot. Yes, I call my uncle a bitch. I'm sorry. He's dead too. I wasn't that close to him anyway. But he got shot because he thought he was like, you know, big Mr. Big Shot. But that's what he wanted to do with his life, apparently. And then there's some other people that they just want to be fucking Daft Punk. They want to be the best DJs in the world. I have a friend of mine, that's all he talked to through high school. I just want to be a fucking DJ. I can't wait to get out of fucking school so I can be a fucking DJ. And right now, he's one of the freaking hottest DJs in like reggaeton and all those things. And he's traveling South America. And hopefully, he'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. And he'll keep on spreading his DJ love and music to everybody, you know? And me, I was a kid that I just wanted to do. My biggest passion in the entire world wasn't acting, wasn't none of that. It was stand-up comedy. That was my number one passion, the thing I fell in love with as soon as I saw Richard Pryor and George Carlin and Dave Chappelle and John Leguizamo and George Lopez. And I can keep naming Mitch Hedberg. I can keep naming and naming and naming and naming and naming, naming Louis C.K., Cat Williams, Kevin Hart, you name it. And I was like, fuck, I gotta do that. And there was no venue to do that in Puerto Rico. Somehow I made it happen. I was, you know, I've done shows in Florida, New York, Texas, Nevada, California. It's crazy. And it was just a dream. It was just a thought. It was just something, that a vision that we had. And we just followed through, man. So a lot of people that have that and they're like, let it pass by. And then they end up working in fucking McDonald's, right, getting that minimum wage and complaining about life. That's all I'm saying, people. I'm just saying, if you want to do something, just put it into the universe. Start making moves. It doesn't have to be big moves. If you want to become, like, for example, me, if you want to come here, Hollywood, and you want to, you know, try to conquer TV and movies and all that stuff, come. Make the moves. Start doing, you know, action plans, things to get to that goal, but move little by little, slowly but surely. Don't want to be the next Brad Pitt in one day, because Brad Pitt wasn't made in a day. He had to go through little roles, then fucking the bigger roles, then fucking all the co-stars, and then all that bullshit, blah, 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 and then he got to Brad Pitt now, and Angelina Jolie, and all that. I found it hilarious. I found it really hilarious when I found out the story about Brad Pitt, because I didn't actually know. It was actually a friend of mine from the Groundlings, classmate of mine. He's this older dude, he told me about like the one of the reasons why Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt, or how he got to that level, is because he started dating, like, pretty much the co-stars that he was with. Like, whenever he had a lead in the movie, you know, usually the leads, especially, you know, leads usually have romantic scenes that they have to fake sex or kiss a lot or whatever. They go out on dates, like actual dates. Like, they go to, you know, get coffee together, maybe hang around, whatever. And just to get that chemistry. Sometimes they don't do that at all, period. But most of the time, they do that just so whenever they're filming, there's actual chemistry. You can actually see, like, they're in love. Like, there's passion there. Just to make it more believable and real. And sometimes it happens. I mean, it happens. Life is life. Whatever, whatever. I'm not going to say that everything's bullshit, but it's kind of bullshit from his part because he was falling in love with every single coaster that he had. And yeah, like he like ended up like with every coaster that he was having, like he ended up like having an affair with them and just being with them and then leaving them for the next one. And that's what happened with the whole Jennifer Aniston thing. And then he was filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith and then Angelina Jolie. But after Angelina Jolie, where can you go? You can't go any higher. Well, Madonna, maybe. Madonna was hotter back in the day. Well, she's still kind of hot. I like her views a lot, though. At least the ones I've seen. I don't know everything about the whole Kabbalah and shit. But I like that she's like more positive and she's actually trying to help the world. And I really admired people that do that, you know, that are in a really high position of power and they're actually making moves to make this shit work. Like, I have tons of respect for Barack Obama. Tons of respect, man. And no matter what, you know, party you're with and all that shit, I don't care about all that. But I respect the dude because he's actually pulling through to do something. He actually is making change, and change is happening since he's been in the White House. And it's cool. It's cool to just see that, you know, things... I see that. I mean, there's things that are still kind of fucked up as what's happening in general in life, but there's a lot of things that I never in a million years would have thought that I would see that. Like, one of the big topics that I could talk is the whole weed legalization thing. Like, I never thought, I'm not never thought, but at least not necessarily now. I thought, like, weed was going to, you know, be, like, all of a sudden, ooh, oh, my God, two states got it legalized. Now, the next upcoming ballot is going to be Alaska and California, and I think Pennsylvania is on like that, too. And, you know, so many people, and it's like, whoa, it's just crazy that, you know, it's, like, change is happening. Like, more gay people can get married. Like, we're moving and moving and moving and moving and moving. Slowly but surely, we're moving towards equality. And I am extremely proud of that. I mean, still women get underpaid around the United States. But, you know, little by little, ballots are going to pass and things are going to happen. And at the end, we're just going to be equal. Finally, we're going to be equal. You and me together. Rise up to the top and top. I studied a lot of, when I was in, you know, college, high school, all that. I studied a lot about the economy, you know, capitalism, socialism, all that, dictatorships, all that shit. All that bullshit, you know. I studied a lot of those, and I remember me and my friends, we did this project for history once, and we actually created our own government. And it was like a little bit of everybody, because I'm a big fan of like pure. I'm gonna get really politician now. I apologize for the young people listening to this portion of the podcast, because I'm about to get a little political, just a tiny bit, not really a lot, but I respect like. Everything in its purest form, not the whole bureaucracy and the whole changes that they've done with each individual form of economy. For example, I'm a big fan of like the original, the pure idea of capitalism. Because right now, the form of capitalism that we have is that when you climb up the ladder, if you climb up the ladder. Then that the strongest 1%, you know, the rich people, the people at the top of the pyramid, they're the people making the rules and, you know, doing all this shit. I mean, little by little, it's changing. Obama, thank you. But I like that purest form in the sense of, like, you maybe start at the bottom, you maybe start at the middle, you maybe start at the top. Who knows? Like, that's if you get lucky, however you are in your life when you were up. But basically, if you work hard enough, you can get to that point, to that food. Because there's a lot of lazy motherfuckers. There's a lot of people, and I've encountered there throughout my life a lot. There's a lot of hardworking people. I met them. They're a bunch of them are my peers, a bunch of them are friends, and I enjoy being with hardworking people. But there's a lot of lazy motherfuckers. There's a lot of people that they're just sitting down waiting for somebody to feed them because they don't want to feed themselves, even though they have a Big Mac and a fucking salad right in front of them. But they're like, I don't know what to pick, and I don't know what to eat, and I don't want to grab it. I want somebody to feed it to me, you know? And oh my God, those people are fucking annoying. And it's fine, because at the end of the day, it's your life. If you want to do that with your life, you just want to sit down and watch reality TV all day and just eat junk food and never get anything done and just saying things, and you're just going to leave things for tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, and your rent is due and shit is happening and you don't fucking care. If you want to be that type of person, that's your personal choice, and all I can do is respect it. But me being a person that I need to be working, I need to be doing stuff, I cannot stay just with my arms just by my side fucking eating potato chips little by little. Like, I would say get off your lazy ass and start fucking applying for a job and start doing things and make things happen, make things move, make things do you. The quicker you realize that you're alone in this world, literally alone in this world, that's the day you're going to make moves. That's the day you're going to make moves, honestly. Because, for example, I have friends of mine that have lost their parents, that have lost their grandmas, that have lost their brothers and sisters. They're literally, clearly alone at a young age, 19, 18, 17, who knows? Those ages, right? And they are literally alone. And they had to learn, the hard way that they're alone. And there's people that got their parents, that got their grandparents, that got their dogs, that got their houses, that got all the shit, right? Provided by family and surrounded by family. And you get so used to that, that the moment you become that other kid that lost their parents, lost everything basically, it could be too late. It could be too late. So you gotta make moves, man. You gotta make moves. You gotta keep doing you. You gotta stop worrying about bullshit that don't matter. Like, for example, I'm not saying love doesn't matter, because love is a really important thing in my life. I appreciate love from the people, from my girlfriend, from my mom, from the family, from everybody. I completely appreciate it. And from you guys, I appreciate the love and the care and the questions. You guys have been sending me questions lately and tweeting me, man. You guys are crazy good, man. You guys are fucking awesome, you know. I truly appreciate all the support that you guys give me and all the love, man. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to make a move, and for example, if one of the easiest things I could tell you, I have a friend of mine that always try to do YouTube videos, which is the simplest thing in the world, and they quit. They just post one video, and because they didn't get 10,000 hits in the first video they ever posted, they are not going to do anything. Dude, since day one, when I started this podcast, I'm like, okay, this is going to be an effort that's going to take probably 3 years or whatever. Thankfully, I've been establishing my persona and myself in the internet, in the interwebs, for the longest time. I've been on YouTube since like 07. And I've been doing many videos online. I've been blogging. I've been doing basically essentially what's podcasting now. I've been doing it a long time ago. I just like quit for a second and then the other things. And then I was doing real acting. And I've been traveling and doing stand-up and doing a bunch of shit. And now essentially, you know, I have my own podcast, my own show that I've been doing for like, what, 7 months now, 8 months? And I thought it was going to take like a long time to like really take off. And within like the third week, I think it was, that it was published on iTunes, I get a call from Audioboo FM, Audioboo America, one of the largest, I would say, the largest, you know, podcast network in London right now, in England, and they want to syndicate my show there. And I'm like, hell fucking yeah, dude. Let's do this. Let's make this partnership happen. And they, you know, hook me up, and I'm super, 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 super delighted that I'm even part of them and part of this whole community of podcasters. It's great, and I love it, and it's so much. It makes me really happy to just connect with people in different levels and motivate them to succeed. I'm having a lot of people. Shout out to Frankie and Samuel, man. You guys have been writing me like crazy. They basically been writing me like insanely about like how much they enjoy my podcast and for me to keep going and making more, because they get like a kick out of it. Like, not only a kick of like whatever funny things occur in the podcast, but also about like how it much inspires them to keep moving forward, whatever the goals they have, you know, whether it's like the whole losing weight, whether it's just like following their dreams and all this stuff. And at the end, that's all I want you guys to do. Even if you guys don't laugh at my jokes, whatever it is, and even I'm just talking here. I'm not really spitting jokes out like that. For that, I do it in my stand-up comedy bits, whatever. But yeah, I like really enjoy doing this, man. This is one of the best things I've ever done, ever, is podcasting. I'm so happy that there's actually a medium for it now, and especially for the kids. I doubt that there's kids listening to me. Maybe on YouTube, because YouTube is YouTube, but on iTunes they can't, because you have to be 18 and over to actually listen to this show. But if you're a kid and you're actually listening to me right now, I just want to tell you this one thing. Right now, you have the power to absolutely do anything more than ever. And it's going to keep on getting better and better and better. At least I hope so. And because the technology we have now is crazy. I remember when I was a kid, I actually had a landline. And there was no, like, touch screen shit or whatever. Like, it was all notebooks and whatever. And we actually didn't, I memorized numbers. I remember a friend of mine would be like, hey, give me your landline number. And he would give me his landline. And I will use the head and actually memorize my friend's numbers. And that's how I will call them. Because, like, there was no really, well, there were cell phones and stuff, but I was poor. That's another thing you have to, like, note. I didn't really have cell phones like that. I remember the first cell phone I had was so fucking crappy. The only game it had was, like, the snake, I think it's called. You know, that big snake that you keep eating that dot, and the snake gets bigger and bigger and bigger, but you cannot touch the corners or eat the actual snake. It was a cool game. Pretty cool game. It was a gangster back in the day. Pretty G. Pretty motherfucking G-Unit. But it's insane that's how it was back in the day. That's how it was. And now, with the technology we have now, dude, you can get a camera for probably $10. You can get a camera for $10. You can get a tripod for, like, $7. Like, everything's so cheap now. Everything. TV is cheap. You can get Netflix for like $8 now, Hulu for 2 weeks free, whatever. You know, you get all these things for cheaper and cheaper. It just gets cheaper and cheaper. And those old cameras, like the old ones, the ones I wanted, like back in the 90s or whatever, that were those big jam packs. You probably get those for like 30 cents. If you like on eBay or something, which I don't recommend people to buy from eBay, because there's a lot of scams out there. It's a lot of people that like take your credit card information. That happened to me I learned it the rough way back in Florida when I lived over there. Because I'm a big fan of online shopping. Just because it beats the hassle of everything. It just beats the hassle of fucking doing lines, at the mall. And it just beats the hassle of everything. It's better. You can buy more stuff. It's like, because, for example, if I go to a mall, I got to stop at like 17 different stores to actually get what I want. Online, I just sit online and get everything. But you got to be careful, people. You got to be careful. Secure yourself with PayPal. Today, I fucking had to call my bank, and they had to cancel one of my cards. And now I'm getting a new card back. Now I'm chilling with a temporary card. But yeah, it was a whole hassle thing because apparently somehow, I guess I was online shopping too much. Somehow, like, somebody got a hold of my information and they were using it in like Texas and San Francisco, and I don't even live in those places. I never been to San Francisco before. I want to go so bad. And to Texas, I've been a couple times, but I haven't really made purchases. But yeah, and it's crazy. Like, fucking, I was arguing at the bank with the teller because I'm like, I don't have a Match.com profile. I never done that whole online dating, OkCupid, all that stuff. I've never paid for a membership of those. And in my account, it shows, like, apparently I supposedly paid for Match.com for a membership. And it's not true, guys. It's not true. So stop laughing. Stop making fun of me, okay? It's not funny. It's not funny at all. Okay? Okay? You heard me? It's not motherfucking funny. My God. Why are you so you? You're just you. Yeah, that was telling you that you gotta be more mindful about the things you do. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna give a shout out for those of you who meditate. And if you don't meditate, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life. And girl, if you don't meditate, I don't know what you doing your life, girl. Okay. Basically, I started meditating not too long ago. Like, I think the end of last year, December, that's when I actually... Because I've been meditating for the longest time. I've realized that I've been taught to meditate for the longest time. Because when you pray, it's sort of a form of meditation. So I've been a Catholic almost, half of my life, at least childhood, and I used to pray a lot. It was big in the Catholic community, especially. There's like rules to the way you pray. Like, you have to do this big long ass prayer before you do the actual prayer. It's crazy. I was really into all that, and I would take theater classes, and all these theater people, they would like sit you down and like in a dark room, and they will play this song. Not really a song. It was more like environmental music. Like, you would hear the ocean and the bird. And, like, water coming downstream. You know, like, things like that. And they would go, like, imagine a ball. A ball slowly going down. I was... The thing is, I never really took it that seriously. Like, sometimes I would definitely, like, go... And like, but it's just like, sometimes if I actually let it go, everything, if I would let it go, I would fall asleep. Because that was usually like at 6 p.m. when I've been in school since like 6:30 in the morning. So like 12 hours at school. So if I would let it go, I would definitely just pass out there. And I have a big fear of passing out in public. But like, that's not a fear. It's just something. It's an accident that something happens. But I have a big fear of just sleeping in public. I don't like people necessarily watching me. It's just because you're vulnerable. You don't know what to do. I'm already a vulnerable person. I don't know what like people would do to me or whatever if I'm fucking passed out. Whatever. And I have pretty bad experiences. I'll talk about that later, but I think. But yeah, guys. Yeah, we talking stuff about the podcast. I want to give a shout out That's when you know I'm thinking. When I say I want to give a shout out, they start taking. No, I want to give a shout out, a huge shout out again to Iota Cafe, man. My boy PK, the comedian, he fucking hooked that show up in Koreatown, Iota Cafe. Amazing spot. They're going to have every Thursday night, I think every Thursday from like 7 to like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., whatever they go, if they go over. They're going to have like different nights at Iota Cafe. If you happen to live in L.A., California, I definitely tell you to go and check it out. I think I think it's the third Thursday of the month. That's when they're going to have the stand-up. I believe. I am not sure. I think it's like this. Because I know sort of the shows they have. I don't know necessarily the order. I know they have a K-pop night. I think that could be the first Thursday of the month. The second might be the poetry day. They have like slam poetry and all that. And I think the third is the stand-up comedy. They're going to have live stand-up comedy and stories, storytelling show. And then the fourth, whatever, they have another event. And yeah, it gets packed, especially with the Asian community people, tons of Koreans, tons of Japanese people, tons of Chinese people. So if you're a pervert and you love Asians, that's a good advertisement. If you're a pervert and you like Asians, go to Iota Cafe every Thursday night. No, you go and check it out, man. It's a cool show. I'm definitely going to be stopping by. I want to, because I heard the K-pop night gets really packed with people. And I want to go because that's one of the cultures like I'm really interested in. I would like to, I mean, so far I got accepted into the community, so I'm happy about it. But I want to learn more because I don't know that much about Asian people. I don't. I've actually been with a Chinese chick one time, and I've been with a Philippine chick one time in college, you know what I'm saying? But but I don't know much about the culture in general, and I would love to learn more about the culture. I just love connecting with people, man. The more people I connect, the better. I'm apparently really popular. By the way, I gotta give a big fucking shout out to the Middle East. What is going on, people? Like, oh my God, I love you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. I can't believe I am, like, who would have thought that this dude is going to be talking to people in the Middle East too? Like, it's crazy. It's insane how much, like, just doing and pushing forward your dreams do. You know, it's crazy. I never thought that was going to happen. Like, I thought I was just going to be, at first, it's Steve Dez in Puerto Rico, then a little bit, you know, I broadened my horizons, and I moved to Florida, I lived a little bit in New York, I'm here in California, and over here, you know, I've been doing TV and film and all this crazy stuff, and still, like, I'm not a big shot in the sense of, like, I'm not in every movie poster you see, but I'm working hard, and I'm doing tons of things. And I am doing my show, my podcast, and when I go and see, like, my listeners, like, the regions and different things like that, there's a lot, but a ton of people from the Middle East. And I actually had a special request from actual listeners to, like, sending some like e-birthday greetings and things like that. And the majority of the people were like from the Middle East. Like, I have a big following in the Middle East. It is crazy because I'm not Middle Eastern at all. But it's so great that I get to connect with all of you guys just to show that we're just people. We're just united in one quest. And the quest is the quest of success. Like, we all want to be successful in some shape and way and form. We all have dreams that we want to pursue and dreams that we quit because we think we're not qualified enough. For example, I quit on a dream that I had. Yes, I said it, people. I quit it on a dream I had. It was, I wanted to be in the NBA. But again, how can I be in the NBA? Again, I probably could have if I would have pursued it. Like legitly, but it's just, I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm not even close. And, I'm a short dude. Yeah. I'm 5 foot like 7'6". But I'm not 6 feet tall, and I'm, you know, I don't got big muscles. I'm good for my height, and everything, but it's crazy, man. You always have dreams. You always have some dreams you gotta turn down, and some dreams you gotta pursue, and some dreams turn down. I got so many dreams, man. You got so many dreams. So many dreams. But all you gotta do is just keep on doing you. Keep on doing your thing. And that's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Do your dreams and do you. That's all you gotta do. Do dreams and do do. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, crazy. I want to plug in some dates real quick. I mean, I said it again. I said it at the beginning of the podcast. If you heard, I'll plug it in again. I'm going to be on February 2nd in Burbank, California. I'm going to be performing stand-up comedy at Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. Tickets are $10. You can get your tickets at flapperscomedy.com. Or you can just buy them at the door. Do like me. Just buy them at the door. Just go at 7 o'clock and say, "Hey, I came here to see Steve Dez. Can I get a ticket, please?" And the lovely lady will give you a ticket. And afterwards, I'll give you a big hug and a big kiss. And I'll be like, "You are awesome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming." Okay. That was weird. And then on February 9th, I'm going to be in Pasadena, California, doing stand-up comedy at Davis McNeary's All-Star Variety Show. Guess where? The fucking greatest club in America. The Ice House in Pasadena, California. I love that club. It's so great. It's going to be in Stage 2. It's 18 and over. The show door time is 6:30 p.m., the show starts at 7:30 p.m. There's plenty of parking, so don't worry about it. And tickets are going to be $7.50 available at the door. Go and check it out. If you want to see me do some improv comedy, I'm going to be performing a free show. Suggest a donation if you want to donate. It's going to be free beer and free water in Hollywood, California. Improv comedy with my Latino team, Geraldo. We're performing at Icky Pep, and it's at the clubhouse. So go there for information. Go to stevedez.com/tour. And at the end of February, I'm performing, February 28th, I'm performing in Beverly Hills, California, a.k.a. Westwood, California. I'm performing an improv show with my team, Eldon Farlow, at the Danger Room. And the Danger Room is in 8801 Cashew Street, Los Angeles, California, 90035. It's a free show. Donations suggested. If you want, if you have $2 to throw down, throw it down, man. It's to help improv comedy. You know, sometimes you got to do those free shows. Sometimes. Just sometimes, man. I don't do it all the time. No, I do them all the time. No, I don't do it all the time. I do it all the time. No, I don't do it all the time. Oh, guess what? If you want all that information, go to stevedez.com/tour, and we'll check it out. Well, people, I told y'all. I told y'all that I was gonna show you guys... Ooh, that was loud. Ooh, shit. My boy Bitari, he made amazing music. I told him, yeah, I'll promote. He came up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, I need, need you to help me out with my music, put it out there, help a brother out." And I heard his stuff, I don't just put any random whatever on my podcast. I actually legitly check everything and verify this legit, and I check out his music, and it's great, man. Especially his song called "What I Found." I thought it was really, really freaking amazing and cool, and I want y'all to check it out. So give it a listen. Give it a listen right now. Listen up. Thank you. That was Beatari, dude. And if you want to check out his stuff, oh shit, it's still going. What? Certificate of. Okay, there we go. It keeps going, dude. It just keeps freaking going. If you want to check out his stuff, go to soundcloud.com/B-Tari, T-A-R-I. And check out his stuff, man. It's really cool. It's a bunch of, you know, poppy, electronic, type of techno music, you know? So if you're really into that stuff, I know I am. Go and check him out. Go and check him out. It's funny because I was really into, I was really into house music, electronic pop, but I was never really into dubstep until I met my girlfriend. When I met her the first time, we met online. We met through Facebook. I was living in Florida at the time. She was living in San Diego, California. And we basically were going to the same performing arts college together. We're going to go same semester and everything. And I was like, cool, yeah. Ooh, this girl's pretty cool. And she was telling me so many things. And we were talking on the phone. And she was telling me about this thing called dubstep. That by the time she told me, it was nowhere near mainstream. Like, it was this underground thing that only a few kids listened to, and they would do these things called raves, and the raves were really cool, and, like, you know, they would be popping ecstasy pills and doing MDMA and shit, and they would have this thing called the EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival, and by this time, it was at its really early stages, you know? And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, you know, let's give it a try. And when I heard about it, I'm like, wow. I'm like, this is kind of crap. But she was like, give it a try. Give it a listen. Just listen to it a little bit more. You'll get into it. And as more as I listened and started listening to different artists, I started to appreciate the actual music for it. And next thing you know, I'm going to EDC myself and with my friends. And I had a fucking blast, and I'm, like, jumping up and down, and there's, like, three different stages, and, like, yeah, you know, and I would just go, and I started meeting people. I became, like, pretty good friends with Porter Robinson, that's, like a kid that he's, like, basically my age or so, and basically I just started having, like, a really cool blast of, Because I never thought in a million years that I was even going to actually meet that dude. And all of a sudden, bam, I'm like front row and he's right there in front of me. And I'm like, yo, what's going on, Porter? And he's like, what's up, dude? And we just started chilling, talking, whatever. He invited me backstage and I introduced him to my friends, introduced me to his crew, and bam. That's how it happened, son. King. And all that from EDC. And then all of a sudden, bam, became so freaking mainstream. Like, literally, when you see especially a GoPro commercial, those little cameras that you put on your bike, on your surfboard, it was Skrillex. It was wah, 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 wah. Like, it became extremely mainstream. It was, like, pushed, like, right in your face. Like, if you're not down with these, we still gonna put you in your face, so I don't care what you think or say, but this was gonna happen. And the first time I knew about it was with her, and now it's like everybody knows about it. Like, it's not. I wonder what's the next, like, underground type of music that's coming out. I think it's popular now because I heard it for a lot of people already. Something called trap music. I heard a couple of things about it, but I'm not extremely familiar with it. And yeah, we'll see what's the next new thing will be, what's the next fusion kind of hot thing. I even thought reggaeton, which was the thing I grew up with in Puerto Rico, was kind of dying, but apparently it's going pretty strong still. I mean, not as strong as the day, you know, the days, but artists are still making money, and that's all that matters. They are happy if they're making the money, and they keep doing the thing. Unless you're a true artist, and you don't give a fuck, and you just care about creating, and you just create. And at the end, you have a line of work that you can appreciate. It's like me. I don't do that a lot. I don't go back. I always think, like I was saying in the beginning of the podcast, like I always think of the future and what's next and what's happening. And when I was actually, the other day, for some reason, I just clicked over a video. It was an old video of mine. And then I kept watching other old videos of mine. And I almost started crying. And I don't care if you call me a little bitch, a pussy, whatever you call me. I almost cried, dude, because I thought, I was like, this is amazing in the sense of like, I probably didn't value, well, I valued because I did it, but I didn't necessarily value entirely what everything I was recording, like whenever I was filming, because I have blogs and I have music videos and I have many different ideas that I've had over the past number of years, all documented on YouTube or somewhere online. And looking back to those projects, I probably didn't value it enough because I was just thinking about the next project. But now that I can actually look back and see all the things that I've done, and a bunch of things that I know many people, whenever, you know, I get like super duper recognized, if I ever do, then, you know, a lot of things that a lot of people are not necessarily going to credit me for. They're going to credit me for this film that I'm promoting, not this YouTube video that I did a long time ago. Or maybe all that shit is going to come back to haunt me. But at the end, I'm really proud of everything I've done. Absolutely everything. So I'm not ashamed of anything. And that's the way you should be. If you're not proud of what you're doing, again, you got to fix yourself. You got to, how do you expect having a date if you don't fix yourself? You got to be happy with yourself, dude. I'm telling you, fix that shit and everything's going to fall into place. At least that's what's happening with me. And that's what's happening with a lot of my friends. And I'm happy because like we are, for some reason, coming together with the same realization at the same time. Like right now, I can tell you is the best time to be alive. Like there's so many of my friends that have been working hard throughout the years and years and years of constant no, constant failure and constant rejection after rejection. And where they're at the brink of like quitting, of like, you know, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'll just, whatever. I don't know. Like, things have happened that have taken them to the next level. I have a friend of mine, which I want to give a massive shout out to, Amber Ruffin. My good friend, she actually auditioned for SNL, Saturday Night Live. She didn't get picked, but she got picked to become, she got hired as a writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers, right now for NBC, that new show that he's about to host. And just like that, she made history by becoming the first ever female black lady to work in Late Night. You know, the first African-American woman to work in Late Night comedy, which is... First, it's crazy that they even, you know, they haven't had a female late night comedy writer. Like, at first, I was like, really? Really? I'm like, wow, we have a lot of work to do. And second, it's great because it's her, you know, it's a person that I've talked to before and I've seen her perform, you know, in Second City many times, improv. and she's extremely talented. She was definitely ready for it and is ready for it. Of course, she has it. And that's all you got to worry about. Just be ready for the next level. Just keep doing the level you're at. The next level is going to show up whenever you're ready for it, you know? And that's all you can do, man. If you look at your calendar right now and it's free, start filling that shit up. Start taking fucking martial arts classes. Start selling ice cream in 7-Eleven. I don't know. Do something. Just go out there and do something. Fill out that schedule. You're supposed to be doing something out there. Don't let laziness consume you. Don't let it, you know, play with you like a puppet. Just do you, dude. Do you. Go out there, kick some ass, and succeed. Succeed at something, at whatever you want to do. There's many things I'm trying to accomplish right now, and I've been succeeding, man. I just looked on my calendar. I haven't missed a single Monday in the past, like, almost 8 weeks of working out. Like, every single Monday, I'm at that gym. Every single freaking Monday since, like, 8 Mondays ago. Because that was the moment that I said, I am going to go. Because I'm like, I'm paying for a membership and not going. Because I'm saying I'm too busy. You're always, I mean, yes, people have hectic schedules and whatever, and people work 9-to-5 jobs and things like that, but there's many, many things you can accomplish if you really set your mind to it. How many of those hours are you wasting just watching TV? How many of those hours are you wasting because you overslept 12 hours? How many times are you wasting, you know? There's a lot of times like being waste. I feel, no matter what profession you are, there's many stupid things that we spend too much time on Facebook. We spend 4 hours on Facebook, 8 hours working, 1 hour eating, and I don't know, just keep adding shit. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, you got to do something, and the change is not gonna come if you wait for somebody to feed you. You gotta feed yourself. You gotta realize that you're alone in this world. That you got two balls or two breastises. And you out there, man. You out there, girl. You out there to go and rock and roll. And do things on your own. Because you can do this, man. You can do this. You want that Lamborghini? You don't have to wait for that guy to marry you, be rich, and get you that Lamborghini. Go the fuck out and get the Lamborghini yourself. If you think that's going to make you happy. You know what I want? A Prius. That's what I want. Because I'm about save the environment. But not only that, I want to save some gas. I gotta save some gas, dude. The Cali gas is expensive, son. It's freaking, it's a struggle out here. No, that shit's real. Like, I'm not even joking about that. Like, dude, the way I'm traveling now, specifically now, because I'm performing a lot, you know, across the state, and I'm constantly going through audition and callbacks and whatever it is that I'm doing from the industry. And it's like, and one day they're in town and the other days the shoot are out of town. And it's just so much driving that I'm literally going through like a tank of gas in like 3 to 5 days. So my next move, it's definitely going to be like some type of hybrid or a Prius, some kind. And I know a lot of y'all are judging me right now. But guess what? I don't care. Judge me all you want. Judge me all you want. Call me gay. Call me a fag. Call me I'm a bitch. Tell me anything you want to tell me. But I'm about saving the environment, but not only that, I'm about to save me some bucks, save me some dollars. If you did the amount of traveling I do, then you'll recognize why. I've heard, I don't know if that's true, but I heard that supposedly was it a Prius? I think it was a Prius that apparently you can drive all the way from Mexico to like Canada in like one tank. Something like that. I can't, maybe it was some of those electric cars. I don't know. Whatever. I heard something like that. I don't know the exact information. And I'm telling y'all, I'm being honest. I'm not saying, yo, this is accurate. No, I'm saying this is what I heard. Blah, 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 blah. You take it if you want. You can dump it. You can go one through one of your ears from your headphones, if you're listening to me through headphones, or one of your ears from your radio station from the car, and to the other, and out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And if you're watching me, how you doing? You look sexy. And I know it. Yeah, dude. I'm thinking about, I'm plotting about taking over the world pretty soon. It's gonna happen. I got inspired by two rats. One named Pinky, the other one Brain. Yes, it's Pinky. Yeah, it's Pinky. And the brain. Nork! Or Zork. I don't even know what to say. Boom, 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 boom. Family, no, Family Matters is the one with Urkel. Yeah, you know, that one. I'm thinking, oh, my wife and children? Right? My wife and children? No. My children? The one, love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. It's, I'll tell you, brother, you can't buy one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and radish. This, I tell you, brother, you can't buy one without the other. That was my rendition of my wife and kids. Oh, my children are happy. I don't even know the name of that sitcom. I know I was a big fan of that, though. I used to watch it, like, almost every night. I was like, this is cool. I've been watching, I think I've been watching comedy, dude, since I was born, I think. I'm a huge fan of comedy. I'm a huge fan of laughter. It's just, for me, it's the best state of being ever. And that's why I do this, bringing it to full circle. That's why I do this, man. I just want you guys to be happy and be yourselves and be cool with what you do and be free. Freedom is the key. Freedom is everything. Do anything and everything you want. Don't let, be like Miley Cyrus. I know a lot of y'all, that comment that I just made went like, what? Be like Miley Cyrus. That bitch is crazy. Listen, Miley Cyrus is doing what Madonna did like 50 years ago. So it's not any different. She's doing what she wants. She's promoting shit and she's getting endorsement deals, being trashy and shit. But that's how she wants to be. Let her be that. Let Justin Bieber fucking, like, oh my God. If I hear somebody else talk about fucking Justin Bieber, I'm going to stab him in the throat. Like, there's people just fucking going at it. Like, it's crazy because at first you're born into that world. When you're born here, you're so born into the whole society and the whole, oh, famous people this and famous people that and famous people this and famous people that. When you come to Hollywood and you realize that a lot of things are bullshit and a lot of things are whatever, you all of a sudden become aware that they're celebrities. They're just fucking people. They're people. They're nothing different. Just because they have somebody's lighting this side of their face and it looks good on camera doesn't mean nothing different. Not because they're fucking doing Superman means anything different. Yeah, they're, you know, a lot of them achieved, you know, high levels at their craft. But at the end, they're people. They're highly skilled and highly respected because of the way movies make them seem or whatever. But they're people. So I'm saying they're just people. So once you know that they're people, and you don't have those fantasies again, like, you know, you don't get starstruck or whatever. You just realize that they're just people. They eat the same thing you do. They fucking go to a grocery store like you. Not super humans. Then it's kind of weird when, like, people talk about other celebrities, you know? Like, people just talk about celebrities, like... And I think that's sort of the whole thing about celebrities. That people think they're their friends. That's why when somebody goes and meets... like an artist that they really admire and they turn to be an asshole in real life, they're like, fuck, you're not what I thought you were. Or maybe that person was having a rough day. That's what happened with me and Kevin Hart, for example. Kevin Hart is one of the nicest human beings ever. I love him to death. But the day I met him, I didn't even say hi to him because he was really pissed off. We were on a set for an MTV production, and he was really pissed off with some production company or whatever. And he was really angry. And that's the first time I met him in person. And then afterwards, we talked. And he was really cool, really nice, and really awesome dude. But just they're people. They go through emotions. They go through things. And that's what people have to realize. And whenever I see some of my dumbass friends just talking about, like, oh, Justin Bieber did this, he's a fucking bitch, or Justin Bieber, free Justin Bieber, whatever the fuck. It's like, why would you even get into that discussion? He's not your fucking friend. Just don't talk about it, dude. Talk about your life. What's going on in your life? Don't live through celebrities. That's what people like to do, too. They're like, I'm Rihanna. Look, I'm smoking weed and posting pictures on Instagram. A lot of people do that shit. It's fucking annoying. Just has to be said, people. Has to be said. So, yeah, guys. I think this podcast is done. No, I got to do some more, guys, and we have concluded this edition of the Steve Dis Island Podcast. Huge shout out to my sponsors. Huge shout out to everybody I gave a shout out to. Huge shout out to drinking water, because every time I drink water, I do this. If you guys didn't know, that's what I meant. And yeah, guys, I'll see you later this week with a brand new Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.